Our story takes place on Arx Multimus, a magically flying mountain fortress-turned-city that launched from the ground just over 500 years ago. It soars above dense, permanent cloud cover, keeping its walls, cliffs, and crevices bathed in sunlight as a defense against its dreaded enemy, until the storms hit. When the sun is blocked from the sky, out of the permanent lower clouds flood people and creatures taken over by the corruption, which covers their bodies in deep shadows that continually fall off of them like smoke. They assault the fortress, trying to get at those inside as the guardians of the fort fight and die to keep them out. Corrupted creatures are tough, ruthless, and efficient. They'll drag themselves up the spears that have gored them to strike their attackers without making a sound. They are relentless, and if they take you down, at the moment between life and death, the corruption will take you over, joining you to its hive mind so you, too, can join it in hunting down and converting those few uncorrupted creatures who are left. And the citizens of the Arx are, as far as anyone can tell, the only ones left. Other fortress cities used to fly through the air, but it's been over a century since anyone has seen one. The peoples of the ground are long lost, the Arx itself, a final, desperate lifeboat, made to save those few that had survived. Despite all of this, most days the Arx is a pretty okay place to live. Peoples of every race and species, from kobold to human to minotaur to elf, live and work together in its dense subterranean halls. There are neighborhoods that range from the Red Light District of the Warrens to the University District with its vast library to the Gemwood, where mansions and parks are lit by gem-filtered sunlight. There are still food and art and music and laughter. Even if at any moment the alarm bells might ring as the city hits a storm and goes into lockdown, sending the citizens running for safe shelter, waiting to see if this is the time the walls finally fall, their defenders' strength finally spent. No society is perfect, however. The government of the Arx is loosely representative, with a large Arx council of elected representatives and a core group of city leaders that are, theoretically, accountable to it. However, much is kept secret from the citizens, including the core workings of the Arx itself. While city engineers happily maintain the day-to-day magical systems, few know in any detail how the Arx's magic core, nestled in the very heart of the mountain, functions. Even fewer have seen it. Still, things continue to work and the people continue to survive, told out a little longer against the dark tide that threatens to swallow them. And for most of them, that's enough.
A brief introduction to our characters. Wealthy is a halfling wizard using she/her pronouns. She went from a clerk in a milliner's shop to a badass adventurer who lost a leg due to a fight with a dragon. She fell in unrequited love with Aerosene. And now she wants to see the city change, to cure the corruption, and to make it out alive. She also has an entity living inside her named Sadroa. Vons is a foxfolk alchemist using he/him pronouns. He went from a communist apothecary selling potions out of a box on a street corner to the owner of a freestanding brewery and apothecary who wants very much to cure the corruption using his minions. His sister runs the business while he goes adventuring and wreaks havoc on local government. He longs to take down the big apothecary chain in the city, Bjartels. Grix is a kobold illusionist slash mechanic using he/him pronouns. He went from a chill coffee-drinking mechanic missing an arm to a guy with an agreement with a demon and who sometimes talks to a representative of the corrupted in his head in between solving the cure for the corruption and adventuring. He's a badass with eldritch tentacle arms in a fight and a rad illusionary dragon mount. Aerosene was a half-elf assassin slash socialite using she/her pronouns. She went from a secret assassin to, dead. She went out how she lived, though, telling her grandmother to go fuck herself. She confused everyone she met, and it was on purpose. R.I.P., you basic bitch. Jessie is a half-orc ranger using they/she pronouns. She went from a family person to a very tired and confused family person. She was a cleanup ranger on the outside of the mountain after storms and came adventuring when they needed a physical fighter for going to the ground again. She's still not on board with all the shenanigans of the group, but she's happy to be useful in her own way. We went from searching for the source of a mysterious magical problem under the city to adventuring together and finding all kinds of magical power problems in the tunnels. Grix's boss disappeared, and we found him knocked out and with amnesia. And we also brought back a bronze dragon who was freed from the dimension where they'd been trapped. Erisine tried to do a hit on someone, who ended up being her mom in disguise, which led to a detente with the criminal boss who was making the magic intensive almost a potion, Ruladrin. It also led to the party getting in with the secret revolutionary group on the Arks. In between everything else, we went adventuring into the tunnels again and found a variety of labs and magical problems. Wealthy's professor disappeared, and when we found that he was on the ground, with Erisine's grandfather's help, we decided we had to go there. So we did! There were more people than we expected, and also, it became clear that a cure was possible. Back on the Arks, we found that honey was an important component of the cure, and also that the problems with the magic of the mountain were compounding. Through crazy random happenstance, Wealthy found the flying ship that the rich assholes who run the city were going to use to abandon everyone else to crash when the mountain ran out of power. This led directly to Erisine's death at her evil grandmother's hand. In the aftermath of Erisine's death, Wealthy and Grix stumbled into making a pact with Acetan, a demon, in order to get back to the Arks. Life went on, in that they still needed to make a cure and defeat the corruption and figure out how to help the Arks with its power loss situation. Jesse stepped in to help with the going to the ground again, this time traveling to Aea to find the secret valley with secret honey. In Aea, the corruption seems like not such a big deal to the surviving people, and they found the valley with the help of a long-lost historical figure with huge boats of her own. Armed with equal parts honey and sense, we finally figured out how to make the cure work, and cured a wolf and a corrupted elf. That's it. We're currently working on getting the cure to a better spot, helping the Ark's magical and governmental power problems, and dealing with the parallel universe copies of Grix, Vons, and Erisine's grandfather that we picked up on the way to Aea.
Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vonses. We all use he/him pronouns, and well, we're just happy little guys getting along, developing a cure for the spooky corruption. Spooky.
It's great. Is that what we're calling it now?
I mean, it doesn't always get called by its full name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I understand. So that's like its genus and phylum and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's scientific.
Okay. And sometimes it's called Corey.
What?
Corruption, Corey. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just going to be like so happy to see her family again because it's been a fucking minute and these people are bonkers.
Wait, these people?
Hey,
who are
you already introduced yourself.
The entire party.
I'm Kelly. I play Wellesley Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns, and just as well as Jesse is happy to see her family, Wealthy is glad her family lives on the other side of the Arks.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And I also play other Grix, Steamboat Willie. We all use he, him pronouns. And the two Grixes are just glad to be back on the Arks, or first time on the Arks for Steamboat. But they're they're, you know, settling in and having coffee.
Yeah. And if you're here with us for the first time because we told you this is the start of a new season, that's mostly accurate. And welcome. We'll be trying to introduce things to you. There will be a summary of both the world and the story so far, either just after this or at the beginning of the episode, depending on what makes more sense in editing.
We'll also make Ian reintroduce each character.
In ridiculous detail, this is going to be your first NaNoWriMo level, every fucking thing about them. Eye color, haircut, every single piece of clothing listed individually. It will be a thrill ride for the senses, and we're all happy to have you here.
It's like the first chapter of any Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew or, you know.
Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Bobbsey Twins.
In the 60s?
Yeah. What?
Bobbsey Twins.
Doesn't matter. Any of those young adult series, they all start the same way, which is reintroducing each of the characters 100%.
Telling you what five interesting like. Things about uh-huh. every single main character.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do they look like? What's their hobby? What's their relationships with the others?
And what?
What's their whole life like?
What are they good at in school?
Yeah.
What kind of disposition do they have?
Do they have any major illnesses that will definitely come up in the plot of every single story?
What funky noise did Chet's jalopy make?
We're in talks with American Girl to make some dolls.
Jesus. What a crossover. Also, for anyone with my very specific knowledge set, don't worry. This is the original Nancy Drew's, not the rewrites. Anyway.
It's not just specific to you. My dude.
I know it's not specific, but knowing that happened is...
Nah, that's not that specific.
I meant specific in terms of, like, I don't know. Not everyone learns random publishing facts.
I guess.
I say, now feeling everyone else on the podcast staring at me through an audio medium, being like, we all knew that.
No, I don't think I knew that.
Sweet.
Y'all know publishing facts. I know printing facts. It's totally different space.
It actually is.
It's your signature knowledge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Signature. No, cute.
I'm proud of myself. If you want to vindicate us, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about ourselves. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes. And I'd like to be clear. This is recapping only the episode that just happened before this. That's it. We administered the cure to the person that we were referring to as Shad, the corrupted creature that we had.
I mean, it was really just a hypothetical cure at the time. There was some risk.
You tested it.
We tried it once before. It didn't perfectly work.
There was a wolf, yeah.
On the wolf. Anyway, we had one that we were pretty sure was going to work. We gave it to Shad, and then Shad turned from a shadow corrupted person into a beautiful elven Bishonen person. They were sparkling. It's canon. Their actual name is Suyal, and they feel like their entire body has been burned through. They had previously been a scout in Nylandril, you know, before the corruption. That's kind of it for the plot. We did a lot of talking about, you know, 5-year plan, departmental goal setting, you know, budgeting. Time mostly. And here are our current goals. We're going to get some bee husbands to the valley. We're going to get Bjartels into the manufacturing process. We're going to tell Frymeath Prime about everything that's happened so that he can get the Arcs Council involved. We're going to research involuntary delivery methods for the cure. And we're also going to ask about how the flying boat could be used to mist an involuntary delivery method.
What now, a summary!
If you're not sure what any of that means, I will be very excited to fill in more details once I finish writing the rest of the recap for the entire 180-something episodes before this. Hasn't happened. So anyway, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're currently back on the Arcs.
Yeah. So you all have stepped out of the teleportation circle deep in the maintenance tunnels that run beneath the Arcs into a small, round, kind of shitty stone room. But hey, it's a teleportation circle, and you didn't have to fly up and risk being shot by the Guardians. So, you know, trade-offs.
Mm-hmm.
I need an intelligence check from Wealthy or Grix would be the best candidates for it to navigate y'all out of the maintenance tunnel successfully, because you mostly know the way back, but it's a maze down here.
Rolling.
Okay, because I don't know the mazes that well.
22.
Okay. So, You've been here before.
No, 19.
Well, that probably doesn't. Everyone dies.
Oh shit! I want to be honest.
Carry on.
Yeah. So you guys go and you start heading back. The maintenance tunnels beneath the city are nicely organized for only the first two levels, and you're below those, where they merge into being a bunch of natural caverns mixed with more developed areas. We have some nice scenes where you go past an underground river, you do a fun little balance beam act along a narrow strip of rock that thankfully this time does not contain, I believe it was ochre jellies attacking you, and you make your way back to the warm glow of civilization, or at least the conduits that run through the city and through the maintenance tunnels, providing wonderful, magical power to everything. And it's what makes the city run. Where does the power come from, you ask? The core. What's the core? Go away. That's about as much as all you know.
It's probably a big crystal.
I mean, that is a pretty good suspicion based on what you've seen so far.
Yeah, probably a real big crystal or like a series of crystals.
And there's like tunnels full of dead people hanging out around them. Yeah, it's real boring down there.
There could be a trog door.
I mean, there was a trog door.
Could be another one.
He was a man. Maybe he was just a dragon man. Maybe he was just a dragon.
Maybe he's Vaughn's son.
But he was still Trogdor.
Wealthy and Griggs, please make intelligence checks.
Again?
Yes, it's for a different thing.
Oh, that's okay.
I know we're rolling dice. It's off brand, but I believe in all of you.
Okay.
Can I just talk about my feelings?
Well, I don't know. Can you?
Hey, we leveled 12 up, didn't plus we? 21.
Holy shit, we leveled up last time.
Yeah, we're level 10 now.
Oh, 22.
10. So that's 22 plus 2 is 24. Oh god, I love being so many, such a good level.
Welcome to the world of ultimate power.
I did the same. We have the same, so we did the same. I just did math wrong.
You both notice, to an equal extent, that the conduits seem just a hair dim to you.
Uh-oh.
Dead?
Dim.
Dim. Uh-oh.
Dead would explain the sinking feeling in your gut because you would presumably be falling very fast towards the ground.
Right.
And really have chosen the worst possible time to teleport back.
Well, at least we're right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go find out what that's about. That sounds bad.
I'm sure it's fine.
Do they need these crystals that I took from the boat back? Also, why were they building the boat? I don't know. I give up.
All right. So, you guys go. You're headed through. I'm making the wild assumption that you're headed back to the brewery.
Sure.
That Bonds and Gricks operate.
I would primarily say civilization, but...
Well, yes. You got to pop up somewhere.
Yeah. Breweries. The brewery sounds like a good reconvening place.
It is the center of civilization.
Yeah.
Vons reminds him.
I lose my chance to make everyone go to Coldwater, the least developed neighborhood mentioned so far. All right. You guys go and you head up into the Warrens, which is home to a number of you at this point, by which I mean Vons, actually. The rest of you live somewhere else, but...
The number being one...
You know, it's cozy. Warren's being everyone's favorite red light district, bar district, and various nighttime entertainments all rolled into one district.
Not the only red light district, just the favorite.
It's the only one we've heard about.
So no one's ever like, no, let's not go to that brothel. Let's go to the good one over in the Warren's.
Gemwood?
The Gemwood?
Does the Gemwood have a brothel? I bet they do.
Probably.
I feel like the Gemwood has escorts, but not a brothel.
Yeah.
The escorts probably live in the, social strata, man.
Really? They all live in Coldwater.
I feel like they would live in, what's the one with like all the stalagmites and stalactites? The spires, yes.
The Arx Tourism Board thanks you for listening to our list of neighborhoods.
You know, it is kind of nice to stretch our legs in that space briefly.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even mentioned the Rise.
That's true. It's all rich and markety, and there's other places. But for now, you are in the Warrens. It's nice and convenient because it dug down a level into the maintenance tunnels, which caused no problems at all, and gave everyone more space. For very limited values of space, as you make your way through the narrow streets and alleys, you head past the Wasted Worm, the dumpster, where you're pretty sure the Velvet Room is, and you make your way to the Fermenting Fox.
Woo-hoo.
Brewery owned by our local alchemist. It is.
Hey, I have a share in that.
I wasn't really sure what the share setup was.
It's not clear.
That sounds about right.
On purpose.
Yes.
Probably.
every time that we talk about it, it's after we've been drinking a lot and we don't remember what we said in the morning.
I'm sure the bottom of the share certificate just says, trust me, bro, on it.
Yeah. Probably,
yeah. I feel like Klitz would not do that.
Klitz They've gotten the rewritten account. At some point. And then you signed it without looking.
It's one of those things where it's not equitable, but also it's probably just fine. It's close enough.
Yeah. So you made it back to the Fermenting Fox. It's a converted stone apartment building. On your left as you enter, you got the tap room. On your right, you got the alchemy shop. Up the stairs, you got two apartments in which Vons and his sister Lucky live. And down the stairs to the basement area, you have the brewery, where the actual brewing happens. All of you pretty quickly notice that the Fermenting Fox is rather busy.
Well,
there is a lot of echoing talk from the tap room, and it's pretty crowded. I need a wisdom check from, let's make it Jesse this time.
Okay. Wisdom, that's a 29 on a prime.
All right. Jesse, if I remember right, you don't drink much yourself.
I drink okay.
Well, either way.
That's more of like a Hank, my husband thing.
Yeah. Well, you notice that all of these folks are clearly drinking beer, but no one seems drunk, and everyone is pretty clearly nursing their drinks. That said, there's a lot of people here, so hey. And you see Lucky behind the bar, who hasn't quite noticed you guys enter yet. And
is there a line at the bar?
Yes, but it's relatively short because most people have their drinks and are seated or standing or whatever already.
Uh-huh, campers.
So what would you all like to do?
Wow, well, I've certainly missed Vaughn's.
At least you don't have to worry about what your Wi-Fi password is.
That's true.
Vaughn just doesn't have a Wi-Fi password.
Exactly.
Information wants to be free.
We're in the Middle Ages and there's no Wi-Fi.
Nah. Vaughn's has invented the concept of Wi-Fi. It doesn't work, but he then specifically didn't include a password for anarchy reasons. This has been weird digressions. Anyway.
I feel like Wi-Fi is somehow what he calls his board with all the red string on it.
Well, all right, Vons, you're home.
Mm-hmm.
How do you process this fact? Do you do anything or do you just stand there?
Well, first off, he's a little, like, he's curious about why people are just sitting there not drinking more beer and why nobody's drunk. I mean, it's great that all of his stuff is intact. That's fantastic. But
we should just loudly announce ourselves. And
is this water? What's going on? No, Vons does not announce himself. No, he's not comfortable with people knowing. He's going to sneak himself up to where Lucky is, and he's going to see if he can surprise her with interrogatives.
It's pretty loud in here, so you don't have to make any sort of move silently check, but please roll dexterity to do a hide check.
Oh, okay. It's a 13 on the die, and then we add numbers to it.
You're level 10 now.
Right. So that's going to put it at a 24.
All right. You're sneaking up on someone who is busy through a crowded room. You succeed. Do you want to pop up behind the bar or right in front of where she's standing at the bar on the other side of it?
Oh, no, behind it. I want to pop up next to her.
Okay. What does that sound slash look like? Because presumably you have an interrogative.
Maybe he just kind of like creeps into frame real slowly. Like you could almost hear it, but he's quiet. But like as you see him creeping in.
You've succeeded at not being noticed.
Yeah.
If you just stand there, you'll presumably continue to not be noticed.
Yes, he's going to like not be noticed, but he wants to see what she's doing.
She is serving drinks to people in an efficient fashion. What is everyone else doing?
I'm curious too what's going on, so I'm going to sidle up to the bar and, you know, just sacrifice myself and have some beer.
Does Jesse see any of her family here, or I'm assuming no?
I want to joke, only your youngest child is here drinking in a very irresponsible fashion. But no, you do not see
my youngest
thing.
Child is incapable of walking on his own, so
that's
I don't
what makes
think
it
that's
so surprising.
The
that's
oh,
great,
grown,
then you can't fall over when you're too drunk.
You've grown so much, my son.
How does the register till look?
If I don't see anyone in my family...
You do not see any of your family members.
No. I'm gonna tap. Did I offer to put anyone up in my home?
What?
You offered to put Frymeath up in your home.
Oh.
Okay.
Frymeath of the Green Day universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was
okay.
Like, wait, what? We all have homes. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tap Prime Grix on the shoulder and be like, hey, I'm gonna take Frymeath and head home. I'll see you soon.
Okay, yeah, come back here anytime. We'll usually be here. And
yeah,
also,
or just I mean, rat. I figured, yeah. Okay, bye.
You know, rats are the way that we communicate in this world. They fill yes. in the role of messengers, telegraphs, cell phones. It's a slow system, but it's pretty efficient.
And someday we'll learn what the fuck is up with them.
Optimism springs eternal. So.
Because they're sentient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, as a quick thing that it will probably come up in the main summary, but the Green Day universe is the parallel universe set in roughly late 2005.
But with elves and kobolds and shit.
Yes. And a couple of the parallel counterparts of our main party of characters have come on over, only semi-voluntarily, because the other option was being killed. Although, not by our characters, by evil people. So, we aren't just really raring to have a Green Day tribute podcast yet.
Yeah, so anyway, Jesse says goodbye to Grix and takes Frymeath home.
All right, you start heading out. Wealthy, you had sauntered on up. Get a beer.
But I have sauntered all up, and I assume that nobody recognizes. Well,
Lucky
turns around, and I go, "Hey,
hi! You're much taller this time. That's good."
Why am I much taller what? This time?
Sheep.
Do you not remember? I checked with like three people to make sure I didn't hallucinate that. Whatever, it's fine.
What? What happened? Oh, wait, what? No, you're supposed to be filling everyone in. Ian, you
see
can't
our
make,
Halloween
look.
Episode. See our most recent Halloween episode, dear listener. 2024's.
Oh, okay. I don't remember this, but that's fine.
I don't remember
doesn't matter.
We're children.
Oh,
that's right. We were even shorter than we are now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now it's canon that everyone knows about that, which is a new development for a Halloween episode, I have to say.
Hey, Craig told you that time and space got weird sometimes on that first teleport.
No, it's not. We opened up the whole Green Day universe.
Anyway,
it's not new.
You're also older in a way that makes sense with established continuity. Oh God, my nose! Lucky plugs the nosebleed from tapping against the fourth wall or running into it rather strongly. So, hi, you're here.
Oh, is that the in-universe reason we're giving?
I don't know.
I do enjoy
it changes
that.
Every day.
Okay, great.
Our universe is a rich text. Well, good. You're here. Did you want? You're back. You're back. Where's my brother?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm back. Well, you know your brother.
You see him just behind Lucky, where he's managed to lurk successfully.
I'm sure he's lurking somewhere around. And I kind of do that eyebrow thing and the head tilt.
Vaughn's Lucky turns and sees you and is on a
I grab the beer mug and take off.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be involved in this.
Well, Vons, make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no. What is... Actually, Con is one of his good ones. Oh, wait. Okay, plus 10, plus 1. That's 19?
Not a prime.
No, constitution's a prime.
No, it's not. Yours are dexterity and intelligence.
Wait, is it? Oh, shit. That's right. No, it's just one of my plus ones. It's not a prime.
All right. So, Wealthy, you hear the yelp.
Uh-huh.
Jesse,
okay.
You hear the yelp, but faintly, with your very trained ears.
Well, I'm leaving, so yeah.
You're at the door. But you do hear this happen. As Bonds, your little sister, up on the bench behind the bar, needed to look over it at her height, gives you a slightly more violent than sibling standard normal kick in the chest.
Kick?
Yep.
Some roosters are coming home to roost.
Do enjoy this.
And then she jumps down. And grabs you by the collar and starts shaking you.
Yep.
You were gone for so long. Where were you?
There was
this entire place by myself.
How long were you on?
Oh, like months.
Yeah, we were gone.
We were gone months.
Months. Yeah.
Like at least 2 months, probably more like 4.
There's a lot of walking.
We walked so far and we were on the ocean for a long time.
Yeah. We spent a long time trying to get me out. Yeah.
We were on that fucking island for at least 2 weeks. I mean, granted, most of that was montage.
But still, yeah.
Of fixing the boat, but like, we were on that... We've been gone a long time.
Yeah. I had run this entire place by myself, and I thought you were dead, or not dead. I wasn't really sure, and it was scary, and also you're a jackass, and I'm mad at you, and also welcome home, and I'm mad at you.
Did Gex ever? Never mind. I'll talk with him myself. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to be gone that long.
We told people we were going.
And so damp. It's so damp down there.
Cool. It's super damp up here right now, too.
Why? What's happening? Everyone seems sad.
Yeah, we've been stuck in the clouds for months.
Oh.
Well, over a month.
Well,
it turns out that thing you told everyone about, where the arcs was starting to run out of power, got worse. So they lowered it to save power. Well, they didn't have a lot of choice. So now we're stuck in the permanent cloud cover, and it's real bad. And the city's on permanent lockdown, and we are only barely keeping our beer supplies above water. That doesn't make sense. But,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's why
we found a permanent valley where it's always sunny forever.
What?
Yeah, we found a permanent valley where it's always sunny forever down on the ground, and nobody can get in or out of it unless they know how. So it's totally safe, 100%.
Grix, what's a temporary valley?
It's like when you're under the covers in bed and you lift up your legs and there's a gap between them and like the bedspread makes
a valley.
And that's
like where that's where the cat wants to go and investigate.
Bartholomew, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't keep cats.
We don't keep cats.
Bartholomew has his own little house.
Yeah, it's on the counter.
Okay, so you found a permanently sunny valley. I'm still mad at you, but I'm now very confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of fun for us either.
Well, let's catch up. All right. So two years ago, we all met each other on this job for the city. And wait, hang on. Let's skip forward a little bit. We found this valley that it's sunny. It was meant to be a weapon of some sort, I think, by some past people, but it didn't work right. But yeah, I'll have to re-listen to that crystal.
That was very informative.
Yeah.
Sure. Great.
It's sunny. We can go down there. Or at least some of us can. Probably not everyone. But it's a start. And there's other places too.
I think at this point, Lucky looks up. Well, looks past kind of the core cast here and sees a completely identical person that looks like Vaughn's exactly.
This is normal.
And Grix.
And the second.
And Grix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even drank tonight. This is too much.
What?
Vaughn's, why are there two of you?
That's Vaughn's.
Okay, other Vaughn's. Why are there two of you?
There's not. There's one of each of us.
Wow, that is like such the perfect thing for Gatsby to say.
Okay, smartass. Really, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. There's commonalities. This makes it even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Because last time I checked, I was not related to twins.
Yeah, there's other
we're
universes. And anyway, we're getting reinforcements. We're bringing in reinforcements from all the parallel universes. They're all going to come here, and they're all going to kick the corruption's ass.
I'm a reinforcement now.
Yeah.
Did you all get, like, surface madness? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure that's like, the standard of surface.
Jessie has wandered off, and I think she's the only one who would answer that question.
You can have paused in the doorway.
No, she's gone.
I'll explain. I'll explain. So there are parallel universes and something happened and
tell her about string theory.
And some of our colleagues from other universes came here and we made friends and they're helping us now.
Okay, what am I calling the two of you? Because
I'm Vaughn's.
I guess I'm Steamboat Willie.
Okay, well, Steamboat Willie, and I'm going to call you Cool Vaughn, because my brother sucks.
That stings both of them a little, but in different ways.
Incredible.
I saw that ear fold back. I'm still mad at you. She says to Prime Vaughn's.
Vaughn's goes and grabs a glass. Just head behind the bar, grabs a glass.
You're already behind the bar, but you succeed.
Oh, heads to taps.
You pour beer.
Random
Vaughn's
tap.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, 13 on the die again. So 24? 24.
You have a finely honed taste and, you know, scent for beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the ones that you can brew very quickly that you two mentioned that I don't remember. Because I don't know shit about beer comparatively. But basically,
You quickly determine, sniffing at some taps, sniffing at the room, that all of these are the kinds of beer that can be brewed in under a month.
Uh-huh.
And you were at least working on some longer stuff when you left.
But yeah.
You appear to be exclusively serving quick turnaround these days.
It's a rough time.
This clearly isn't like the barrel aged stuff or anything he'd personally be into. It's like nothing but light beer on these taps.
Yeah. It got really expensive to pour all the scotch out of the barrels so you could age the beer in them.
You gotta dump it down the drain. There's no other way.
Yeah. You're not using it. But yeah. Okay. Wealthy, what are you doing? I know you went into the crowd. You've heard the kerfuffle.
I heard the kerfuffle.
I think you were participating in parts of it, but...
I initiated it by selling Vons out, but I was not participating. I was distinctly trying to avoid participating.
So what are you doing instead?
Basically, I have taken myself off to drink some really good beer, because I remember my friend, who's probably going to hate me forever, makes really good beer. And I don't think this is terribly good beer. And I'm wondering what the hell happened.
I'm sorry. Could you define which friend you're fucking talking about? Your friend who's going to hate you forever? What are you talking
Vons.
About?
Vons!
Oh, no. Vons agrees. This is the light shit. Why are
no,
all the
no,
taps...
No, I mean, because Vons... Oh.
Yeah, why are all the taps full of the light shit?
No, Vons... Vons is probably too damn stupid to realize that I told... Okay, never mind. Anyway, this is crappy beer. And my friend does not brew crappy beer. Otherwise, I wouldn't regularly drink at his establishment. So what's going on with this beer?
I mean, it's still my recipe. It's just all the light stuff. Why are we all doing the light stuff?
Did you come back to demand an answer at the bar?
Yes. Yeah, basically, I came back and said... And slapped it down on the bar and said, "What the hell is this happy horse shit?
Good God, you've changed."
Actually, yeah. I wonder if Lucky doesn't
parallel wealthy.
Yeah,
I haven't had beer in forever, and this is the crap that I get served when I come home.
You've changed.
Wealthy's been through some shit.
I have been through some shit. And Citroa deserves a beer, too.
Who? What?
Oh, God, I can't even explain.
I bet you can, and we're going to make you do that later. But we only have light beer, because there's rationing going on, and it's all we can make. And it turns out people want to drink all the time right now, even more so than the normal ARC's running alcohol problem. So, you know.
Okay, what's the rationing?
Well, you see, when you're in storm clouds all the time, the crops both don't dig it, and also, it's really dangerous to go outside, so farming has been brought down to a relative minimum, which is real shit, I'll tell you.
Well, it sounds like it. Okay, well, they brought the arcs down. You guys have been living in the clouds.
Okay, so brought down implies level of intention that may or may not be there. I don't want to make it sound like they were like, "Hey, everyone, we're going to do this thing." It was more of a, "Hey, everyone, this thing is happening now."
Oh, okay.
In a way that was kind of alarming.
Well, yeah, I can see why it would be alarming.
On the plus side, everyone knows about that problem you were worried about now.
Well, we were worried about it.
Oh, you're so cash now.
Well, I'm trying to think of what all of a sudden I presented with a problem and we were being all lighthearted and shit, and now I've got a problem I have to solve, and I'm just not, my brain's not there.
As I said in the Halloween episode, nothing but tragedy on this podcast.
Okay, so I think what Grix and I need to do is go see Cog.
All right, that's a fair plan. Vons, what are you going to do with yourself?
I mean, so there's a magic shortage and it's making the beer suck. These are dark
days.
Yeah,
that's definitely what Vons would have gotten from all of that.
Because it's technically a true causal relationship.
Accurate. Well, cool, Vons.
I love this. Sorry, let's continue.
It works for now. He's totally going to be that guy who's like, "What's in a name?" But yeah, cool, Vons is just going to be like, "Well, okay, so... you're saying that it's normally sunnier up here." He's probably just having this conversation with Vons directly, but I don't want to play two characters right now.
I mean, unless you have explicitly left the bar, you're next to all these other people who are also here.
Right. Okay. So Vons is probably talking. So who's he closest to? Like, who's to his right now? Grix?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Grix Classic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that this place is usually, like, above the clouds?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's low right now because they're trying to save on fuel?
Magic juice. Yeah.
Magic juice.
Right.
What's the magic juice made of?
Crystals.
Okay.
Wizard milk.
Nope. That's a different thing.
That's it, a different thing.
Wizard's milk is a drink you can make, and it makes you real good at magic for a while. Something like that.
I need to learn that.
Yeah.
Not related to... Misconceptions abound about wizard milk.
Yeah. Not related to the magic of the core.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there's a core.
There's a core. It's probably a crystal. We haven't seen it.
And that's where all of the juice comes from? Okay. Uh-huh. And then where do we get more juice?
Sometimes you can put energy back here. I give him one of the crystals that I got from the ship.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is a lot to understand.
So this is like a mini one. And like you can sometimes put some back into it, but like you're going to be at a loss, right? Like,
well, right. Because entropy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can sometimes put stuff back in, but it's hard. And also, if you're dealing with one as big as something that can fly a mountain, like, that's extra hard.
Uh-huh. How many? Well, are there a lot of these crystals?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're uncommon. Like, I got a bunch of them at home, but, like, they're all, like, small dead ones, not good full big ones.
So, like, you use them up and then they become, like, a collector's item.
Yeah, and you can reduce them.
Oh, okay.
But, again, it's at a loss and it's hard.
I think a good name for this episode is Cuz Entropy.
Or juicing them.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, or juicing them.
Not cool, Vons.
Listeners, no. You've downloaded the episode. Go ahead and let us know what it's titled now, because your vote doesn't matter at this point. It's already titled.
Your vote matters in our hearts. Do you want to make us doubt our decisions creatively? You too can be like, you chose the wrong title. Here is the right one.
Perfect.
Letters at primaryattribute.com.
Great way to tell us all the coming up. Messed up. Yeah. All right, great. So, whole city somehow kept aloft by the energy in these crystals, which is apparently not enough lately. Like, how do these get filled enough to keep, like, what source are these crystals drawing energy from? Or did you guys expect this whole place to stay aloft on the charge of a battery?
Ding, ding, ding.
The plan was that.
Yeah, probably more the battery thing from what I understand, although I don't know how it could have lasted this long, but yeah.
And even I know, like, batteries are great. You don't trust them.
Did you design a mountain to fly for 500 years?
I mean, I'm still getting over that. I guess it does get this place above the corruption situation, but that was a weird solution. You guys must not have had great medicine at the time, because, like, we figured it out in a few months. Just saying.
You did what?
What'd you figure out?
Figure what out?
Oh, yeah. How to get rid of these corrupted things.
Sorry?
Right?
The cure?
We cured the corruption?
You saw it.
Well, we did. Okay. But, like, we're on... Okay, listen.
I mean, I don't mean to be taking credit here. You guys did all the work. I was mostly hanging out, but...
Are you familiar with the concept of standing on the shoulders of giants? Right? Like, people ahead of us did all the work. Well, not all the work. We did a lot of work. Yeah, we did most of the work. All right. Have you heard of the concept of giants standing on the shoulders of people?
I mean, that's just what giants do, right? Like, mythologically speaking, I haven't seen one myself, but they just like to stomp on stuff.
Anyway, yeah, fair enough. But people did steps before us. Like, okay. We weren't starting from scratch.
All right. Well, so what's next? Is this thing just going to keep sinking then? Because, I mean, batteries tend to, like, they dwindle for a minute, but then they run all the way out.
Yeah, we should probably go to the Hidden Valley. Start a ranch or something.
Well, can we get all of these people down there? Or, like, do we land this thing? Or
We got teleporters. We got a ship. I don't know if landing's a great idea.
Yeah, we need somebody who knows what they're doing.
The last one that we saw landed slid into the sea.
I can't remember. Was Kulvan's there to see that?
No.
No, we picked him up on... No? No, we did. We picked him up on that island.
You say, he used that to pull them through. So Kulvan saw him way out.
Yeah, so actually Kulvan's right. Did see the other arcs.
Ah, but he had nothing to like compare it to or appreciate at the time. Yeah.
Right.
This one is much more upright and not flat.
This is a mountain that is on the ground. It should be in the sky. It's on the ground. Now, I know you're normally used to mountains normally being on the ground, but this one should be in the sky.
Yeah, sometimes they poke out of the water a little bit.
Yeah, no, this should be in the sky.
Sometimes they're volcanic. Was this one volcanic?
No.
You know, that's been debated. Sorry, dearest new listeners.
Air erosion case. And as we debate geology.
A recap for Vons is a recap for everybody.
And we debate geology. Jesse.
Yes.
You are headed home.
I am headed home.
What neighborhood do you live in?
We live in the Divinity, which is the like temples district. We live in the Temple of Xandra, which is actually also where Prime Grix and Wealthy live. Xandra is the goddess of hearth and home, and as such, there's apartments in the temple.
With rent control.
With rent control.
Truly a miracle.
Yeah, Jessie's going home to her family.
Okay, you run into an issue. It's not a terrible issue, but it's an issue. You have to wait quite a while for the next scheduled opening of the lockdown doors between the neighborhoods to happen. However, this thankfully just involves waiting. So it happens once an hour during the day, and you scurry on through at the appointed time, along with a bunch of other people. And while you're waiting, hear a lot of grumbling and frustration and people being very tired, especially those who have had to hop across multiple neighborhoods today.
Do I recognize anyone?
Make a charisma check.
That's a 21 total.
As I desperately try to remember who Jessie knows besides her family.
I mean, God, like Jessie could know
pick
anyone.
One of the other friends of all of ours. And you just know them too, but for no reason.
No, I don't.
Or like for your own reason.
You knew Bob.
Oh shit! But you can't do Bob.
I mean, I definitely know Bob, but we're not allowed to do Bob right now.
Actually, you might be connected pretty deep with Defended Dells.
No, not really, because they're inside the mountain, and then I am emphatically outside the mountain.
You recognize? How old is Jesse again? Like 30s.
Jessie is in, well, she's half orc. She's 24.
Okay. You recognize this human who you have run into mostly when Hank is out drinking various places. Got kind of a lopsided grin, lopsided stance. Could drink Hank under the table, and who has been in my heart this entire time. The young man known as Young Whiskey is also waiting for the door to
open. Oh, Young Whiskey. Hey, Young Whiskey. Hey.
Didn't we meet Young Whiskey?
We met Young Whiskey one single time.
Young Whiskey was busy being the Greek chorus for the crowd you almost whipped up into joining your revolution and then realized that was a terrible idea.
And then we're like, oh, wait, we should probably keep this under wraps for a little while longer.
Huh. I'm impressed I remember that. Like, at least it rang a bell.
Yeah,
totally.
I remembered Young Whiskey. I just couldn't remember what he did, where we met him.
You couldn't remember the context for Young Whiskey.
No.
Which is fair.
No, it's like what said, it's a hell of a name.
Yeah, I don't remember what the context was for the name, but I remember we all got real excited. I think it was just, yes, Young Whiskey. Young Whiskey.
Yep.
Do people double down on the name and call him White Dog?
Hey, Young Whiskey, how's it going?
Hey, Jesse. Well, going okay. Just did some drinking, which isn't as good as it used to be, but it's still pretty good. How are you?
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, everything's watered down right now. Rationing. You get it.
Yeah.
You've been outside a lot? You look all tan.
Yeah, I've been outside a lot. Like, more than ever. I think Jessie just realized that she doesn't know how much she's allowed to tell people about where she's been. And she wasn't around for them just yelling about what's going on in the bar. So I think she's like, yeah, I've been outside a lot. It's
more ranger stuff? Probably need a lot of you out there right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, thanks for doing that. Glad you're catching a break. Going to see the family?
Yes. I'm very excited to see my family.
And on that, the lockdown door opens.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And you head on through. You go home. It's all very exciting. Divinity is more crowded than it usually is. Granted.
This is weird.
Yeah. Like, you're used to a lot of these. Divinity is the shopping mall of religion, if you will.
Yeah.
Lots of tiny shrine storefront kind of things. Some bigger than others. Many maintained only by a couple of people and only attended by a couple of people at any given time. Right now, Divinity is more like the market halls in terms of sheer number of people. Like, shit's crowded. This is probably, you know, 5 times the number of people we've ever seen in Divinity at any one time, except maybe for certain holidays that happen to overlap between various religions.
Oh, wow. This is a lot of people. This is a lot more people than I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, so some people are talking, some people are looking nervous, some people are praying. It's a good scene with no downsides.
I'll go home. And I still have Frymeath with me.
You do. Did not get picked up by a hawk and carried off to parts unknown.
Or like, you know, approached by someone who knows him.
Nope. Seems to be managing to keep his head down, as it were.
That's good. Yeah, I go home. I'm at home.
You make it home. You go in the door.
Hi, I'm home.
There is an explosion of noise.
I pick up all of my family.
Physically?
Yes.
Can you describe your family?
I have a gnomish wife named Happiness. I have a human husband named Hank. And I have 2 children who are obviously not biologically mine, who are obviously biologically theirs. One of them is about 4 and the other one is about like a year old now. And they're babies.
You succeed in picking up your entire family.
I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, as long as you can get your arms around the 3 smaller ones and 1 arm around Hank, you can usually do it pretty well.
Yeah, it's balancing that many centers of gravity that's tricky.
And I'm like crying and we're like kissing.
Yes, there's much sobbing and rejoicing.
Because it's been so long and I'm like, I'm finally home, you guys. Also, this is Frymeath.
I like the idea that the also this is Frymeath happens like 15 minutes into this.
Yes.
Frymeath is just like standing, leaning against the wall in your living room, like flipping through a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made tea.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
He'll wait.
He's British. Even if he's not, he's British. I'm like, yeah, this is Frymeath. He's So, like, there's 2 of people sometimes, including me, but we didn't bring one of me back. But there's 2 of Grix and 2 of Vaughn's. And Frymeath, apparently, also, there's one of him here somewhere already. But he's going to stay with us because he doesn't have anywhere else to go because he's from the other place, the other world.
If that's okay with all of you, he says too. Your spouses. I assume they're chill with it.
I mean, I wouldn't have offered if I didn't think my spouses would be chill with it. We're very nice people.
Hank immediately does the Ark's version of deciding to tell Frymeath about every fish he has ever caught.
I fucking love that for him.
It goes on that for hour and all a half.
I'm like, so like, why is it so like there's so many people in Divinity? What's going on? We're just in like a cuddle pile.
Yeah.
Like we have not stopped touching all of us.
Yes.
In the entirety of the time since I like picked everybody up, we just sort of like fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Frymeath is probably awkwardly sitting in a chair now.
Yeah. Happiness checks to make sure the kids are distracted and then says, well, things aren't great right now.
Yeah, there's like a lockdown.
How much do you know beyond that? I don't know how recently you got back, except you're you, so I'm assuming sometime in the last 60 minutes. Oh, wait, travel time, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's about that. Ran into a young Whiskey, and he said that, like, I was tan, so I must have been outside a lot, and he thanked me for it, which is, like, you know, not, like, not normal, but, like, I mean, I don't know why, like, if we're already still in lockdown, like, why we would be why I would be outside, because usually I don't go outside until after.
Well, we're in lockdown all the time now, and they've been bringing people in who don't normally fight on the outside to fight on the outside, because we're stuck in the clouds right now because of the power issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You want to go to the ground and take care of bees?
What, dear?
So there's this, like, there's this valley that's, like, always sunny, and there's bees that you could take care of. It was really like rad. And yeah, I just like, I think we should, you know, like you could go and help. Oh, you could help with the cure. So like we cured a corrupted creature, a person.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me everything you know about how it worked.
I'm like, so first they gave it one potion, and I still hated it. And then they gave it a second potion, and then I didn't hate it anymore.
So it was a two-step process. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would tell you to talk to Vons, but he's probably not going to tell you. Maybe you could talk to Wealthy.
Do you know where they are?
Probably at the Fermenting Fox in the Warrens still. That's where we came out of the tunnels. And, yeah.
All right, kids, we good. Mommy's having a hyper-focus moment.
Yay!
And she jets off towards the Warrens, unless you physically stop her.
I think I wouldn't, like, stop her. I think I would just be like, can I have, like, 7 more kisses first? It has been like months.
You get 7 more kisses, and they are awesome kisses.
Okay, good.
Of the highest caliber.
Okay, I love you. Have fun. I'll see you soon, probably.
Very soon, and you'll know where I am, so.
Yeah.
And if we run too late, I'll just drag Vons and Wealthy back here.
I don't think you're gonna do that, but you can try.
Smash cut to Wealthy and Vons just being dragged by the back of their shirts by a very small gnomish woman. But all right. So you have children, you have comfort.
I have children, I have comfort.
You have fish.
I tell Hank once the kids have like exhausted themselves about all of the amazingness of the ground and how fucked everything is. And about how everyone in the party has some fucking weird thing going on with their personality that is deeply upsetting to me. She's got this like ooze thing. It's like a monster. It's like inside her and she talks to it. And like, I don't think it's like evil, but like, it's real bad. It's real creepy. It touched me at one point and I didn't like it.
Griggs is practically perfect in every way.
Grix has on several occasions talked about the things that happen in his mind.
Yeah, he has a robust inner life. God.
She's like, but I just like, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. Then I missed you guys so much. She just kind of can't talk again for a while.
Well, I'm glad you're here and not with those odd ducks.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they seem nice, but also very strange from what you're telling me. And
yeah, you want to go hang out with bees, though?
Sure.
Cool.
Sure, I can build them a beehive or a fence, or I'll figure it out. They have a lot of stone down there?
Yeah, they have a lot of stone at second base.
There's probably a whole planet's worth.
There's a lot of like wood though.
Yeah, but that's fancy material. We can't afford that.
No, you don't understand. It's like so much.
Fucking grows on trees.
It's not even like it doesn't even matter how much there is of it. Like there's so much of it. Like so much.
Whoa. You have blown Hank's mind. At this very thought.
There's like a whole like, you know, outside how there's like a forest.
Uh-huh.
There's like
there's like forests like everywhere, like all over, like the planet, all over the ground. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we're going to camp in all of them, but I'm sure as hell going to try.
Yeah. We got to be careful, though, because there's still like a lot of, you know, corrupted down there.
Nothing's ever easy. We'll figure it out.
Wealthy thinks we can, like, it might not be like totally evil, though.
Huh.
And like that creature that we cured, like, they, I mean, they did want to stop being corrupted. Like, we couldn't force them to take that cure. So, like, I mean.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to commit any war crimes.
Maybe it's like not, maybe it's like not totally, like, totally evil. That feels so weird to say. I don't think it's true.
Sure you're okay, honey?
No, I'm not. I've missed you so much.
You get hugs and pets on the head.
She's just like shaking. Just yeah. Like, what the fuck happened to me? Who am I?
Meanwhile, your 4-year-old is attempting to teach Frymeath the card game that you're pretty sure has no consistent set of rules.
Oh, God, no, of course not. And what is Frymeath's face doing? This is just for me.
Appears to be showing some level of sincere interest, is playing along.
Oh.
Well, see, Frymeath is the right age that he would have seen original Star Trek.
That's true.
So he would know about Fizbin.
He would know about Fizbin. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. I love that for him. And he seems like he would be into classic Trek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see it.
And he'd be like, I don't know why you would ever want to watch Next Generation.
See, you want all the same suit, except on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you drew a 2. That's bad.
And we hop back over to the fermenting fox.
Yes. Where 3 hours later.
Yes. Things have been explained.
Okay, so you're saying that the crystals are water soluble as well? Or they're soluble, so they dissolve.
Huh?
But they're also a battery?
Grix drops a crystal into his beer.
It does not dissolve.
Grix takes the crystal out. Well, Grix drinks the beer and then takes the crystal out of the empty glass.
Okay, so where's the juice come from?
Like metaphorical juice. Like, you know.
It comes from another realm.
Vibes.
And it vibes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It comes from vibes.
Yeah, the crystals are out of vibes.
Well, I've been drinking. Sounds drunk.
Yeah. Well, as they discuss this, I was going to say there's at least like 9 drinking. Glasses. Yeah, oh, there's just 9 empty glasses hanging out next to them in their vicinity. Nobody's come to collect them.
The various staff members have essentially, well, the staff members that like you enough to do this, have given you their rations. So
wait, there's staff besides?
Yeah.
Whoa. Weird. Wait, what?
Greg, make a charisma check to recognize the staff.
What?
Make a charisma check to recognize.
Yeah, I know, but what? There were staff before? Oh,
there
God.
There were not staff before.
There were Halloween episode.
I don't fucking know who this is. I don't know what's going on. I rolled real bad. 12 total.
Not a prime.
We were a little preoccupied during the Halloween episode. What with being babies?
I remember who's around.
Yes, Ian, on a prime, but that means that I rolled a 1.
Oh, a natural 1, huh?
Yeah.
You've never seen this woman before in your life.
He's forgotten her face even now.
I'm worried this
he
is
may
too
have
mean.
Willfully forced himself to forget her face.
I don't know what's happening. I genuinely don't know what's going on.
Natural 1, not paying close attention, drunk.
Hey, so come here often?
You say this to someone before realizing that you think they look a lot like Aerosene's fucking ghost, because you rolled the natural 1. This person looks similar enough.
Aerosene's ghost. Ah! I run away.
Wealthy.
Okay. I am drunk.
Notably, not Aerosene's ghost is sitting across from you, looking very confused as Grix runs out of the bar.
It's Aramis. Okay.
It is Aramis.
Aramis! Hi! Hi.
Oh, good, you're okay. So... You get a hug.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. I'm sorry. I don't want to be. I know I shouldn't be happy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wealthy, you register approximately 3 seconds into this hug, but you have ended up face planted in cleavage. Probably an accident. Height differences, you know.
It's very warm in here.
Oh, oops, sorry.
You smell good. No,
thank you, dear. You patted on the head as she gently sits you back up.
God. Wealthy, drunk Wealthy has no filters.
The best part is Wealthy and Aramith are actually like closer in relative, like relative age to each other.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, so how are you holding up? You know, because your daughter's dead
now. Holy shit. Wow.
Hey, Wealthy, make you out there.
There's no filter.
I love Drunk Wealthy more than anyone else on this podcast.
I didn't know a microphone could do that.
And that includes Photios.
Shit.
And Frymeath.
Damn.
Yeah, and we all know how fucking weird I am about Frymeath.
Well, sweetheart, I'm doing relatively okay. How are you? You were gone for 4 months, except for a very brief and confusing time where you were here.
I pull up the arm of my shirt and show her the black, and I say,
"That seems bad.
I have a passenger, and his name is Cedroa, and they tell me they can eat evil, but we haven't found anybody evil enough to eat. So I'm getting desperate here, and I'm thinking that I may have to stick them on Acetan before that guy comes, takes me and Grix back to hell."
Okay, what was the name of that priestess I knew? Suddenly seems exceedingly relevant. Someone next to you leans over and says, "Wait, you know Acetan?"
"Yeah, we met him, man. We met him a while ago, and we made a deal with him, you know,
Oh, you guys know that jobs deal. Program? That's cool.
Huh? A what?
Yeah, you know, deep mining stuff, get away from all the junk on the arcs for a little while.
No, it's a good contract. Do that. Why would we? No, we made a contract with the guy that he would give us powers to send us home.
Well, I mean, this little recruiting squad says they're working with the maintenance team and everything. They got official approval. They showed us some papers.
Okay. And I reach into my bag and I pull out my OSHA notebook and I start writing out a ticket. Okay, we gotta talk about this. I gotta tell Cogs about this because we gotta get this to stop because those people are being scammed. And don't talk to them people anymore because that is not a fucking job program.
Well, lady,
that
okay,
is a
okay.
One-way ticket to hell, man.
And we jump outside real quick. Grix.
Yeah.
You've been running away from the ghost of your dead friend.
Always.
As one does. And you've run into the street.
What's up?
And you...
How you doing?
You've been running from the ghost of one dead friend or another the whole campaign.
That's true, actually.
Huh? Yeah, that's why I said always. I didn't joke about that.
Sorry.
And Grix, you're
yeah,
past...
my trauma is really funny. It's hilarious.
I'm sorry.
Grix.
Yeah, what's up?
You're running through the warrants. It's a crowded place.
Yeah.
And you hear someone yell out in a low, gruff voice, "Grix, is that you?" As you run past an intersection. They are notably not a ghost.
Now who's blowing out the mic?
That did.
And so you can't quite see who it is. You just know they're in the crowd, but...
No, I won't run away. I'll panic a little bit, but I'll look to see who it is.
All right. It is someone you recognize from the side of a certain ship who saunters up and says, "I've been looking for you. You're under arrest.
Quick run."
Wait, what?
And that's where we'll pick up the episode next time.
Yes!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I'm Wilsey. God damn it. I'm Kelly.
Where's the lie?
I'm Kelly. I play Wilsey Taylor, the halfling wizard.
Can you describe your family?
I have a gnomish wife named Happiness. Shit, I forgot Jesus. My wife's name. Fuck me.